Okay.
So I gotta be a little bit quiet because my sister is sleeping in the other room. And I really want to record this podcast though, because I just had this thought hit me and I started journaling about it, and I just wanted to put it into audio before I kind of lost the moment. So I was driving down the road not too long ago with my parents, and I asked one of them, I said, "Hey, honest question, if you were given the chance, let's say that medical science somehow had this huge discovery, only select few were able to unlock the gene that makes them age. In other words, that you would live forever as far as, it's like you still die of sickness, you could still die of trauma, everything else, but as far as aging, you would just stop. You would literally just cease to age. In fact, you'd go back to your prime." And my dad said, like, "Well, for how long?" And I said, "What if it's like, what if it was 1,000 years?" He said, "Absolutely not. There's no way." And I asked everyone else, and everyone's like, "No, absolutely not. I do not want to live a day over 100." And so I was like, "Well, why?" They're like, "It just seems like a long time, and that seems like forever." And I was like, "Well, at the same time, like, isn't 100 years a long time compared to like how like it was kind of normal for someone to die at 50 years old? I mean, I think we've literally doubled our life expectancy in just a few hundred years." I'm like, "Isn't it interesting? Like, I mean, and now we would look at a life like a 40 or 50-year-old life, which is normal 200 years ago, and now we'd say, oh man, that's awful. Died so young." And so I kind of began to think about that. I thought, okay, what would I do? Let's say that I found out that I was going to live to 1,000 years old. How would I live my life differently? I started thinking about, like, for one thing, I'd get into stocks. I'd start investing today. I'd make sacrifices today. It's like, what else would I do? I said, well, I'd have to really find something I'm passionate about, because living for 1,000 years would be awful unless you really thought that what you were doing mattered. And I thought, okay, well, I'd also really try to create a beautiful family. And I'd try to have super deep, meaningful relationships, because I'd know that I'd be outliving people, so I'd want to get all the joy I could with them before they died. In other words, their life has become short all of a sudden. I'm like, I have to give everything I can. I started thinking through all these different things. A lot of it was just like the long game, like I was thinking, okay, well, I'd probably get into politics, honestly. If I was gonna be 1,000 years old, I'd probably really get into politics and probably really try to make a difference in the world. If I could live for 1,000 years and have all that experience, who knows? Maybe I could make a really big difference in the world. And I just started going through all these different scenarios. It was really fascinating to me to think about, what would I do if I knew for sure I was going to live for 1,000 years, and how would I live my life differently? And then as I was journaling, I thought, what would I do if I knew I was only going to live for 5 years more? I found out that I had some kind of terminal illness, and they're like, yep, you've got 5 years less to live. You're not going to notice any problems though until the end of that 5 years, and then you're going to die. And I thought, man, how interesting. I thought, I'd swallow my pride. I would really let go of so many things I've held on to. I would do exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I would not spend another moment trying to prove myself to anyone, or trying to be someone for somebody else. And as I started journaling, I was like, oh, what interesting thought. And I thought, maybe truth lies between those two extremes. I think in some ways we need to live like we're going to die in the next few years, and we also need to live like we would live for. We also need to live as though we were living for 1,000 years. Plan for the future, make wise decisions, understand consequences of actions and how they can play out over the course of many years. Understand that you've got time. Often we get so caught up in this perfectionism, and we forget that we've got many, many years to figure it all out. And the 1,000 year part, I thought, man, I'd be a lot more patient with myself. I'd say, hey, you know what? Rather than trying to be extreme, I would just take a very slow, steady approach to all my goals, because I know I've got 1,000 years to make it. And I think that 100, even if it's maybe we all live to, let's say, 60 years old, that's a long, long time. And we don't need to rush or stress. We just can be like, you know what? Especially on those personal goals, we don't need to figure it all out right now. We can just find joy in where we're at. Yes, we shouldn't give up trying. We shouldn't give up in pushing forward, but it's just kind of interesting to think about. So, I'm kind of curious if, for those that want to share their thoughts with me, I'm kind of curious, what would you do if you were going to live for 1,000 years? What would you do if you knew you were going to die in 5? Love to hear your thoughts.